Welcome back to No Copay Radio. Murphy Houston here. Thank you very much for being part of our Sunday. Joining me now is Rachel Wise. Now, Rachel is the Outreach and Marketing Coordinator at Benefits in Action. It's a Colorado nonprofit dedicated to connecting neighbors statewide with the support and resources they need to thrive. Rachel, welcome back to No Copay Radio. How you been?
Hey, Murphy. Thanks so much. It's been great. Lots happening at Benefits in Action.
Well, that's why you're back. See, we like to do this a lot with the people we've had on over the months or maybe years because things change, and we want people to know what the changes are, how good they are. So, well, let's just back up a little bit, Rachel. Before we get into changes, let's talk to people and to let them know about who is Benefits in Action, who do they serve, what are they doing? So let's start with that.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, we're a Colorado nonprofit organization, and we offer free, no-cost services to folks statewide, really helping them to kind of understand, access, apply for a range of different state benefits and federal benefits, kind of things like health care and food assistance, programs for families, and just really wraparound services. It's great.
Well, it's pretty wide open there. You're doing a lot of things for a lot of people. How do you keep up?
Oh, wow. Well, we've really had to grow our team recently. You know, we've noticed that as the public health emergency has ended and folks, you know, are either recertifying benefits or no longer qualify for some of those benefits, we've received a lot of calls. So we've expanded our team down into Colorado Springs, as well as the southeast corner. And we're doing a lot of work here in the metro area as well.
So let's
really trying to expand that capacity.
Well, it sounds like it. And that's happened a lot since last time we talked to you. You were kind of looking for volunteers and things like that at the time, if I recall right.
Absolutely. And, you know, we always are. A lot of our programs are very heavily led by volunteers.
Right. So it never ends. It just keeps growing.
No.
Well, that's a good thing. So let's narrow this down a little bit for our listeners. What services, more specifically, does Benefits in Action provide?
Sure. So I really like to say that there's something for everybody. So maybe you are aging into retirement and it's getting Medicare time around age 65 and you're not really sure what that looks like for you. And it can be really confusing. So we've got a team of SHIP certified counselors. That's the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, providing that free and unbiased Medicare counseling for folks really year round, but especially during open enrollment, which is coming up this October, actually.
Yeah.
So really soon. And we certainly encourage folks, you know, to make that call sooner than later so you don't get stuck with any unnecessary penalties. Make sure that your doctors and drugs are covered. And then, you know, also help with across the spectrum with healthcare. So Connect for Health Colorado as well is the state healthcare marketplace. You know, for folks that don't have affordable employer-sponsored healthcare coverage and need to purchase some of their own, we can help them kind of navigate that system, find tax credits that help them save some money. There's really a long list, Murphy. I certainly encourage people to visit us online. We help with food assistance benefits like SNAP, programs like CCAP to help pay for childcare, and so many more.
Wow, that's a long list of people that really need that kind of help. So let's fire that website out there now.
Sure. That's benefitsinaction.org. Again, that's benefitsinaction.org. And we've got some tabs there where you can see our list of services, learn about our application assistance, which is where we really apply for those programs for people, you know, kind of with you on the phone or in person and getting those supporting documents in place as well. So definitely check that out.
And it's like a no-charge situation, right? I mean, you're just here helping people.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're donor and grant funded. So we received some funding from the state to help people learn about SNAP benefits, for example, and enroll in those to help save some money on their food bill or, you know, support their food budget as well and better utilize that, as well as some funding to help with that Medicare counseling and several other services.
Man, being a person in Medicare can be very challenging. If you got the need for help, you better call Benefits in Action because you cannot do it by yourself. You can't do it.
It's not worth the risk, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly, there are a lot of, you know, agents out there trying to sell you a coverage plan, and you'll receive a lot of mail, and it's kind of hard to know what's what. So it's certainly worth calling Benefits in Action, your local SHIP office.
And and it's nice to know you guys are there at all times, because as you just mentioned, once you hit October, all these things could change again, and you need to be on top of that, because what was good 1 year may not be good the next year. And you're going to need help kind of going through all that, won't you?
Yeah, that's definitely the case, Murphy. Certainly during open enrollment, you know, a lot of folks tell me I'm happy with the coverage I have, and we think that's great. But we certainly want you to make sure that those doctors and those prescriptions that you really rely on are still going to be covered in that next plan year. And like you said, things change every year.
Yeah, it certainly does. So when we started this conversation, since we last talked, you thought maybe a year ago, what has grown? You said we're expanding. What's going on with all of that? What's happening with Benefits in Action?
Certainly. So, you know, we've been kind of based in Lakewood for the last several years. And over the last year or so, we've really grown our team down into Colorado Springs, down into the southeast corner with some folks down in Rocky Ford and those areas. And we're at kind of at Adams County DHS and a location in Aurora and Jeffco DHS, really just trying to have boots on the ground, so to speak.
Sure.
Kind of where people are and where they need that help. And we've definitely got some things coming up. So checking out that website and that events page would be great for folks. We have a fall fundraiser coming up. There's also a golf event if you're a golfer and you want to get out and play with that that benefit going to serve Benefits in Action as well, and several other opportunities.
Well, that's a lot of activities indeed. You must need a lot of volunteers. They can go to your website. Again, give us that website. They can help out maybe.
Absolutely, yeah. Go to benefitsinaction.org. You can even do that /volunteers. To get straight to that page. And there are always a number of opportunities to get involved. We've got delivery drivers for food boxes in the metro area that we need. We need help with packing those food boxes to get them out to folks. Navigation, just a number of roles. And, you know, maybe you're interested in volunteering for Boxed. That's a cooking competition coming up in October.
And, oh, really?
Yes. So we invite local chefs to compete and prepare kind of an original dish from those boxes we deliver, really to kind of draw some awareness to that food insecurity in our community. And it's just a really fun event. So we're looking for chefs and sponsors and donors and really anyone wanting to get involved there.
That would be a lot of fun. That sounds like a challenge.
Oh, it is. And the competition gets hot in that kitchen. So that happens at Social Capital. Yeah.
I'll bet bad words might be said in the competition.
It's certainly a challenge, and it's a great time, and lots of good tastes. And the top chef is recognized that night with, you know, having the restaurants recognized as well. And we really appreciate their service.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. We're talking with Rachel Wise, is the Outreach and Marketing Coordinator at Benefits in Action. Now, when the people come to you, Rachel, is there any qualifications they have to pass to qualify for what you're doing, be it food, be it any other kind of health care? Do they have to meet certain criteria?
I really encourage anyone who has questions about these kinds of benefits to give us a call. Certainly every program has different, you know, qualifications like income limitations and things like that. But it's worth kind of just talking to someone, because we can screen you across the board for these benefits and just see if there's something you qualify for you didn't even know about, and then help you apply for that. So I really encourage anyone kind of any age, any income level to give us a call if you're a Coloradan and get that assistance.
So do you have all that help in-house there at Benefits in Action, or do you reach out to other professionals in the community that help you out?
Absolutely. So, you know, again, our staff and volunteers are here locally. We're also expanding, I forgot to mention, into Boulder County to do some SNAP work there. So really kind of looking for some folks to help us out there if you're interested in volunteering to help with SNAP. But we also connect really closely with partner organizations. So, you know, if you are listening and you're a member of a partner organization in the community, be it governmental, faith-based, nonprofit. We're really interested in talking to you. If you know, you think any of our services overlap, and we can get that assistance to the folks you serve as well.
Well, that's good news, too, to know that there's help out there as well. And if you're a person needing this help, can you come back more than once? I wonder if there's multiple situations or continuous situations with what you're dealing with. Is that a good thing?
Well, it's not a great thing, you know, for folks that are dealing with it.
Yes.
But more than happy to help. We certainly work with folks over the years, maybe folks that come to us every year during tax time for that free tax help, or each year during Medicare open enrollment, or just kind of as things come up. We're certainly happy to, you know, follow up with folks and see, you know, what has changed, because things do change.
Well, that's you guys are there. Benefits in action. That's why you are the way you are. Now, financially, people donate, but do you have a grant coming in to help with the financing of this?
Yeah. So we I think have about 30 plus grants that we work under. So for different things like Connect for Health Colorado, which is the state healthcare marketplace, we have that grant for food assistance, that SNAP program for education and enrollment, and a number of others. But always welcome donations, you know, of any size, really, you know, any dollar amount really counts. When we think about those food boxes we deliver in the community, you know, like $25 can help feed a family for a couple weeks and really provide that support. So we're always welcoming any form of donations and any opportunities. We're certainly seeking some corporate partners who'd be interested in supporting our work as well.
Well, it's nice to know, and people don't realize a small amount of money in most of these cases, like what you do with your food deliveries, can go a long way. I mean, $25 for 2 weeks, that's a good deal.
Absolutely. I mean, these programs really serve folks kind of at the root of their needs, and we can put those dollars to good use. You know, we've done a number of things, those food boxes. We even do some like special events around the holidays with those, trying to make sure that folks get, you know, some of those holiday treats and those special things too. You know, providing assistance with a number of benefits, you know, things even like unemployment applications, or programs like temporary assistance for needy families. So they really, your dollar goes a long way.
Well, for goodness sakes, every time I talk to you here, ask a question, more services come out that you guys do with Benefits in Action. That's incredible. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Murphy. Yeah, it's really a wonderful service that our navigators provide. And I'm just really grateful to be a part of a team that's able to serve people in, you know, sometimes some really stressful moments.
Oh, a lot of stressful moments. And it seems to be all the time, mostly recently all the time. It seems that way. So what's the biggest need now for Benefits in Action? If people are looking, well, where can I really just narrow in on something I can help them with? What is your biggest need?
Oh, well, you know, like I said, volunteers always. There are so many opportunities. And that food packing and delivery, that program has really kind of exploded since 2020 when that started. I think we have more than 12,000 households that we've served with that program.
Oh, my. That's a large amount. Holy cow.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so we welcome, you know, individuals or families or even, you know, work teams to come in and pack that food, deliver that food. It's a really great experience, a lot of fun, actually, to kind of work in that warehouse and see those smiles, because we drop those boxes at folks' doorsteps when they're really struggling to get out and get food. So I highly recommend that opportunity.
And the appreciation they show you when you deliver has got to be awesome as a reward in itself alone, that you really see that you're helping people, right?
Absolutely. I mean, food is such a basic necessity, right? And just imagine, you know, a situation where you or someone you love has maybe had a surgery or lacks transportation, right? And getting that food can be difficult, especially when finances are tight. So we're really happy to provide that service in four metro counties, actually. That's Denver, Jefferson, Adams, and Arapahoe counties.
Well, Rachel Wise, Benefits in Action, keep up the good work. Before I let you go here, kiddo, give us the website again where they can go to help out.
Sure. That's benefitsinaction.org. Again, that's benefitsinaction.org. Or just call us. Our number is 720-221-8354.
Thanks for coming on No Copay Radio today, Rachel. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Murphy. Have a great day.
You too. And you too have a great day. Thanks for listening. It's on Cozy 101.1, No Copay Radio, every Sunday at 7:30. We'll talk to you next week.